Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation at 437-1620. We had a great segment with Robbie from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola. And now we have two guests with us, Nikki and Tanya from Parks and Rec Pensacola.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Yes.
It felt like a Monday 2 seconds ago.
It really did.
Yeah, behind the scenes, running around. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Every day feels like a Monday.
Sometimes. Absolutely. Yes. I agree with you.
That's how our summers go. Parks and Recreation is just busy every day. So, no rest for the wicked.
No rest for the wicked is correct. I agree with that. So after school is coming up, right?
Yes.
After school programming.
Our summer camps are ending right now, and we're about to roll into after school. As soon as school starts, we go from one right to the next.
And when does school start?
School starts August 12th.
That's what my last listener told me. They're going to be texting back in and be like, Jess, you just don't listen to us. I'm so used to school starting, the first week of September. It used to be the last week of August where I'm from, but it's cold there. So it always surprises me, and I've lived in a couple areas outside of there. I think like in Cincinnati area, probably they would be in school next week, I think, or maybe the week after, like the 18th. So I'm not.
It does feel early here. I'm not from here either. I'm from where it's cold too, and it would start later, but we don't have air conditioning in schools there, at least not when I was there.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Like, obviously there's air conditioning in schools here, right?
Right.
Yes. It was funny because, I grew up in Maine, so it was cold, but it would get warm. I mean, the summers were nice, but it would get really, really warm right after you bought those clothes. I'm going to look cool in my long sleeves and my pants. And then there was no AC and it was hot. And you're like, oh, my gosh, this is awful. The kids should be happy to go back to school because there's AC.
No kidding.
That's funny. That's great. So what are the exciting things that are coming up? We have an after school program coming.
We do. And then on Saturday, we have our final Movies in the Park at Community Maritime Park.
Oh, that's awesome. What are we going to watch?
Yeah, so it's located at the amphitheater, which is right behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Okay.
I say that because some people don't realize it's back there.
Right.
It's a really big facility, but there's a stadium there. So,
right. And they get confused. What is, is that a concert's happening back there? What's
exactly.
going on, right?
Yeah. So can I say what it is?
Sure.
Okay.
I was going to. I was just going to pick a movie.
Copyright things. I don't always know. We're going to be playing Marvels.
Ooh.
And we've got our sponsors will be there. One of our sponsors is going to be having a table where they can make their own superhero masks.
I'm going.
Yeah. There's going to be free bounce houses.
Oh, wow.
And I want to emphasize free. That's not a cost to families or kids. We won't shake them down.
Just yet.
Not just yet. And all that will start around 4:30 or 5. There'll be food vendors, food, drink, dessert, shaved ice, all of that. So we've got your Saturday evening taken care of. I do want to mention that the bounce houses are wet bounce houses. So make sure your kids or adults who want to be kids are prepared for that.
Bring a towel.
Yeah, bring a towel, whatever you need.
Proper clothing.
Yep, exactly. And we'll start the movie at dusk.
Oh, that's awesome.
If for some reason there's weather, we persist through the weather normally. But we would make the call around 3 or 4, and then we post that on our social medias, on Play Pensacola on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to check out Play Pensacola, Instagram and Facebook.
And one other thing I want to note is we are giving away a Blu-ray digital copy of the movie at the end after it's over.
Oh, wow. Now, is it going to be like a raffle kind of thing?
Sure is,
or the best mask wins? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be a raffle, and they do not have to be present. Because the raffle will give us the information so that way we can send it to them or they can come pick it up from us at City Hall that following Monday.
That's exciting. So much fun.
Yeah.
You're not even the fun police. You are like you are policing the fun. You
better
have some or you're in trouble.
Yeah. Exactly. We're the bored police.
Yes. You look bored. We're going to change that for you.
That's right.
That is so great. The more and more I hear about all the really great things here in Pensacola just makes me like, I made a smart move in my life. I mean, it's great here. And And that's a great spot for a movie.
It, you know, you can't beat the backdrop.
No, I was going to say the backdrop is one. Just don't get distracted by the backdrop when you watch it. That's why we're going to do it at dusk so you can't see the backdrop. The same. Just let the backdrop come down and play the movie.
It's a fantastic venue. And, you know, Nikki's done a great job of working with different organizations to get, you know, different concerts down there. There's, you know, all the time there's something going on in that park. There's hardly ever any downtime there. And all over the community right now, Nikki works with our recreation centers, and she's our recreation division manager. So she's over all of our after-school programs, our summer camps, senior programs that are in our centers, all of that good stuff. So she is hands-on involved in a lot of the fun stuff that's going on in this community right now, and she is just crushing it right now. And getting some great feedback from our participants, getting some great feedback from our staff, and just cannot be more excited to have her in this role. And we're excited for our new special events supervisor who's coming on.
You were looking for one for a little bit there.
Yeah, we've got somebody that's coming on mid-August, and it's going to be taking over that role. And pretty soon we're going to be putting out some notification for a position that we have open with our marketing. So we've got a lot of great things going on with Parks and Recreation. We're excited about, you know, new and exciting programs coming to us, new and exciting changes to our programs, and just a lot of the fun stuff that everybody looks forward to every summer, every fall. Everything from our summer camps, like I said, after school, to our senior games, which is coming up September the 6th through the 20th, we work with our athletics division. Actually, they organize our Pensacola Senior Games, which is for adults ages 50 and older. And they have the opportunity to participate in 23 different sports this year.
Wow.
Normally it's 22. We added a sport this last year, and I think it's called marbles, which is like a big marble. I think.
Yeah.
Do you know? Do you know how to play it? Have you played it?
Slightly. Okay. I kind of bocce it more than I marble it.
That's what I feel like it. It's kind of like bocce.
I'm like having a flashback to the movie Splash. The movie. Don't say bocce. Yeah.
It's a pretty cool game, and
we want to encourage everybody. If you're not signing up, come and support these seniors because they're going to put you to shame. They are amazing. Their athleticism. Their raw talent. I'm amazed every time. I'm amazed at any talent, period. I mean, because I don't think I'm very talented, but they are incredible, and it's really an intense competition to watch. So if you've got that Olympic spirit going,
bring it on over.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I cannot think of a better time to actually be talking about senior games. And, you know, we have all of our young athletes who are representing Team USA at the Paris Olympics right now, and we have so many fantastic, just very dedicated athletes here in Pensacola, not only our young folks, but our seniors. And I love that we have this Pensacola Senior Games to be able to highlight them, because, you know, you're never too old to start a new sport.
Absolutely.
Or to get involved. And we have so many of our participants who started in their 50s. The age to start Pensacola Senior Games is 50. I'm actually qualified, so if you can believe that.
I'm getting closer.
And I don't feel like a senior, but I'm so excited that there's something for, you know, people my age and for our adults to stay healthy and
absolutely
active and involved.
Would you say to keep carrying the torch?
Ooh, I like that.
I'm all about puns. Let's throw those in there.
Carry that torch because, you know, they really are. And Nikki's right. They're extremely competitive. They're very good at what they do. Just go over to Vickery Center when we're doing the pickleball tournament.
Whoo.
Oh, my goodness.
Pickleball is some serious stuff. My boyfriend's father plays pickleball, and there's no, like, it's serious.
Yeah, it is.
There's
it
no
is
crying in pickleball.
Absolutely not. Uh-huh. And he's actually, I think he's in his 80s, and they generally are like, calm down, man. Let's just have some fun. He's like, nah. Why am I out here? I'm out here for exercise, fun, and to win.
That's right. But we have tons of different sports that you can get involved in with Pensacola Senior Games. You don't have to be, you know, an expert this can be your first time to play, and just come out and enjoy it, because not only are you going to get to meet some new people, you're probably going to make some new friends, but, you know, you might learn a new sport, you might pick up on something else that you never thought you would try. And I've heard great success stories of people starting senior games when they're in their, you know, early to mid 50s, and they start with one, yeah, you know, activity.
And it turns their health around.
Yeah, it turns their health around, and they end up doing 3, 4, 5 different activities as part of senior games. So I think that's really something that's a testimony to this program and then to our staff who run it.
Let's remind people when that happens, and can people still sign up to participate? How do they do that?
Absolutely, they can. They can register all the way up to the day of the event. So Pensacola Senior Games this year are September 6th through the 20th. We have our registration forms online at playpensacola.com, and you can download that registration form and register, paper register, and take it to Vickery Center, or you can register online through our WebTrack registration system. It is $10 for the first event, and only and that includes your first event, your T-shirt, and opening ceremonies. And then
will Snoop be there?
We tried.
I wish Snoop would be there.
We tried.
No.
His dad was busy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not opening ceremonies. It's closing. We do a closing ceremony. But $10 for the first event, $1 for each additional event, and that carries you through the whole senior games. So you can register right up until, you know, a few minutes. Usually the day of, we like to have the registrations by the day of, so that we know who's participating and we can make the rosters.
That is such a low fee. There's no reason not to do it.
There really is.
Unless you're 49.
Right. Exactly.
Almost.
Tanya, who is it they should contact if they have more questions?
If they have more questions, they can contact Cheryl Fox, or they can contact Maggie Loches, and you can reach them at 850-412-9056.
That is so great. Oh my gosh. It would be fabulous to watch.
It is. It's fun to watch.
And you know, anyone under 50, when you go there, you're going to be like, one, you're going to realize, like, oh, I'm going to be able to do it too. And two, like, dad, mom, grandma, uncle, John.
We have families that come out and cheer their family members on, which I think is great. There was one year I remember at track and field, we had an entire family who decided to use the Pensacola Senior Games as their family reunion for the brothers and sisters, their wives, husbands, cousins. So we had, there were probably 30 of them that came in, and almost all of them registered for senior games, or at least bought a T-shirt so that they could cheer on their family members.
That is great. Nobody has to think about what games are we playing at the family reunion, because
that was their family reunion.
That is so great. Oh,
wait,
my gosh.
We can buy T-shirts?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
We'll sell you a T-shirt.
All right.
For you.
Right. Just
double.
Right. But yeah, it's a really great event, and we're excited to be able to keep bringing that back to folks every year. Like I said, our amazing athletics department, they put that on every year, and they work together closely with our community centers and then other community partners to do that as well. So it's one of those that is kind of a signature event for Parks and Recreation.
That is so fun. That is excellent. Now, you also have a Touch-A-Truck coming up.
That's actually Pensacola Police Department and CDAC Behavioral Health Care. They are partners in that event, and it's actually for National Night Out.
Okay.
And PPD and CDAC are the main partners in that, but we are working together with them. So the event this year is going to be at Roger Scott Athletic Complex, and they'll have fire department trucks out there. They'll have police department vehicles. I believe they're even getting, like, everybody that is in the emergency response world here in Pensacola area and Escambia County has been invited to come out to this. So I'm excited to see it. I know every kid loves to come up and touch, you know, the fire truck and climb up on it and get to, you know, honk the horn and turn the sirens
at the wrong time when Jess is walking by.
Yes. So this is a great opportunity for kids not only to...
It's very immersive and tactile.
It is.
For sure. Absolutely.
It is. They get to see how, you know, how all of that equipment works, but also they get to talk to our emergency personnel, our policemen, our firefighters, and EMTs, and learn more about their jobs. And, you know, of course, that's obviously where kids are going to get their dreams. That
I was going to say, it's inspiring.
It's inspiring.
How many little boys and little girls have, you know, their stories are, I met a firefighter or a police officer or EMT. My firstborn is a he's almost through his paramedics academy, and he's a firefighter. And, you know, he was inspired because my father and his father and his uncles were all, you know, on the fire department. But so many children in that town were inspired because they had the opportunity to go to events where they could meet. Yes. And I think it's also the other thing that's really good, too, is that children don't have some of their fears are lessened.
Yeah.
Because when you see anyone in a uniform, it's like, that's official.
Yes.
I got to be good.
Yes.
And we want you to.
Well, and I love another thing that PPD does, and they came out and did with our centers this summer, and they do it every summer, is Friday Fun Days. And so that's where Pensacola Police Department, usually like, you know, 6, 7, 8, sometimes 10 or more police officers that are off duty will come into one of our community centers' summer camp programs and have an activity with them. So last week they were at the Fricker Center and they did a scavenger hunt, and the kids absolutely loved it. Nikki, tell them about some of that.
I happened to walk up to the center as they were doing their scavenger hunt, and these they come running out of the center like yelling and laughing, and they were just like they were on the hunt. Like it was whatever was going down, it was going down, and they were all looking for this bunny. And it was like a bunny sticker or something like that. And it was like they were into it. It was like do or die. And it was, but they were having so much fun doing it. And then the hunt was around the grounds, and PPD was with them on the hunt. They broke up into groups that PPD led. And then there was some throughout the facility. And just hearing, like, normally those decibel levels really, like, send me into a straight anger. But it was, I couldn't. It, like, made me smile. And it filled up my whole entire day. Like, the work PPD does with those kids, I admire it completely. I'm so thankful for it.
Yeah, that is so great. I love that. It just sends me to a place. You're the board police. It's okay.
Right, yeah. I don't need to hear.
Well, and I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to our great recreation staff, our team.
Absolutely.
And all of our community centers. They do a fantastic job. You know, our summer camps, it's tough. They start as soon as school gets out.
From 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And they go all summer long until school, until
before coffee.
Mm-hmm. Before coffee. That's BC. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they are amazing. And they stick with it every day. And they come back with such, you know, amazing love for the kids and just great attitudes about serving the community.
And we have so many return staff too. Like a lot of them are in college or are in high school, and they come back again and again. And I think that's a testament to their tenacity and devotion.
Right.
As well as, another shout out to our rec division
folks. Yeah, programming.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, some of my fondest memories were, you know, being part of like Vacation Bible School or being part of the rec club and doing those things, you know, whether it was like a teenage counselor, you know, even into my adult years. I mean, that is so much fun because it rejuvenates you too. But it's great to see the kids having fun.
Absolutely.
And kids I feel like those kind of programs, you don't see kids. I mean, yes, you're going to have moments, but you really don't see kids quarreling and fighting. They're having so much fun and they're learning so many things. It's awesome.
Ideally with minimum device time in front of their faces.
Yes.
Exactly.
And one of our biggest things that we strive for in those summer camps and all of our programming, youth programming specifically, is those kids better be tired when their guardians pick them up.
Yep.
If they're not tired, we need to go back to the drawing board.
Right. So. You're welcome, parents, guardians, grandparents, aunts and uncles.
Yes. So we're like I said, we're just going to roll right from summer into after school. We've just put our after school information on online yesterday, and a press release went out about our after school program. We actually are one of the fortunate organizations that got funded last year by the Escambia Children's Trust, too. So that allows us to be able to offer our after school program for youth who are in need or maybe at risk. Being able to offer that program to them for free is just amazing.
That's great.
That partnership with Escambia Children's Trust has helped us to do that because, you know, we do have costs involved with running an after-school
right.
program. And a lot of parents, a lot of families in this community, you know, can't afford what it actually costs us, you know, to what we have to charge if you're a paying customer for that program. And we don't want any kid to be left behind. So that was one of the reasons why we partnered with ECT, with the Escambia Children's Trust, so that we could do this program and still offer it to families at a you know, no cost to them if they qualify, so that no child gets left out. No child, you know, has to go home after school by themselves, or, you know, be unattended, or not have activities that they can be involved in that are going to help them develop into, you know, a better student and a better citizen.
Yeah, yeah. Better steward of the community for sure, because that's something we emphasize in our after school programming as well, all of it. But I do want to note that I feel like our centers do a great job of supplemental programming with after school as well. We have reading programs, tutoring programs, life skills. We bring in organizations throughout the community, you know, get the kids involved in music like the symphony or the chorus.
That is cool.
So that way they're just, we want to make sure they have an all around, I guess they're able to be exposed to a myriad of things that maybe they're not on the day to day.
Right. Or they'd be in front of a TV or maybe doing something they shouldn't.
Some sort of device or, you know, doing something that they shouldn't, or, you know, being influenced, you know, by all the different things that can compete with, you know,
right,
healthy activities. It's, you know, it's, there are so many distractions out there for kids.
Yes.
These days. And
Not all of them are great.
Absolutely.
I'm thankful that we have this program and we can offer this program, and I'm really super thankful for, you know, Escambia Children's Trust for doing what they do so that we can offer this program for free for these families.
I mean, that's great. Obviously Cat Country's next door, if you listen to some of the country artists, but if you listen to some, you know, other artists in different genres or athletes themselves that are at the Olympics even, mm-hmm. like these types of programs saved their lives. They inspired them. They kept them out of trouble. They kept them, you know, on the right path. And I mean, this is excellent. This is so great. It's so important.
Well, it's why we do what we do. I think, you know, it takes a special type of person to be in Parks and Recreation. Like I said, I brag about our staff all the time because I think they're, you know, they all have such a heart for it, and they work hard to make sure that we can offer these programs to everybody. So I couldn't be more thrilled to be the assistant director for Parks and Recreation and have an amazing team.
Well, thank you both for what you do. And let's just remind people where to go again. To the website, Play Pensacola.
Yes, playpensacola.com. And, you know, just hop in one of our community centers one day and come check it out and see what we've got to offer.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Go out and play.